my misbehaving poetry. A mess of discarded words surround the waste paper bin, a screwed-up, frustrating mishmash of misbehaving poetry sent to Coventry. The current state of affairs keeps missing the mark, ideas bouncing off rims in silence, not even a dead clunk to rattle my soul, to let me know if I more accurately honed my aim, matched that rhythm zigzagging in and out of my own personal alphabet, if I took an occasional Z, rhymed it with W instead, attached it to an A, B, or C, would poetry suddenly work for me? Exhausted, I pause, stare deep into the double-hung window, a handful of flies trapped between the panes, gasping for fresh air, crawling and buzzing, schizophrenically searching for the only way out, watching me in a frenzy, weighing up the worth, overthinking the import of a few lonely words which my pen decides to frantically override in indigo ink. The day turns to dust, water turns to wine, turns to blood in a trice. I raise my ancient chalice, toasting and praying to the poetry gods on high for an ounce of inspiration as I drift into stars. The night showers reams of words falling free, my pen and my paper and my mind, all three, collaborate with the gods to write dream poetry. In the morning I awake, feel the words as they bleed, dead flies on the sill, empty paper, empty pen, an empty state of mind.